Hello and welcome to this Thursday edition of Dad Thoughts. Had a really good moment of just getting hit, convicted in the heart with the word. You know, I love it when just some days I'm reading and the word of God just speaks to your heart in a way that makes you stop and go, wow, I really needed that. And that's the Holy Spirit giving me that insight and the living word of God that it speaks to wherever you are at. And that was for me this week. And the scripture was Proverbs 10:28. The hopes of the godly result in happiness, but the expectations of the wicked come to nothing. So I'm titling this Dad Thoughts, Hope versus Expectation. I gotta be honest with you, a lot of the things I struggle with come because I have expectation. Well, what does that mean? It means that I have, you know, I'm trying to put it together, but it means that I hold these lines of how things should be, how I expect things to be, how maybe I expect my wife to communicate something to me, or how I expect her to meet these certain needs, or how I expect my children to perform in school or other activities, or how I expect God to show up. Expectations. You know, there's a thing that I read in the book. What is it? Something nice guy book. I don't know what the title is, about being a nice guy. And one of the things they talked about is like a hidden contract where you have these contracts in your mind. Like, for instance, if I do the laundry, I'm expecting my wife to be intimate with me, or I'm expecting my wife to notice my great work of doing the laundry and to say something. So that's my hidden contract. I've said that in my head. But then what will happen is maybe my wife will see me do the laundry, say nothing, and then maybe there's no intimacy, and then I'm upset at her because she didn't meet that need. Well, she didn't know about that need. It wasn't communicated, so therefore it was a hidden contract that she didn't know she was under, and it causes us to get upset or bitter. Well, I think this expectation that he talks about, the expectations of the wicked come to nothing, that hits me because I do have these layers of expectation. And a lot of times they are communicated, like, God, I need you to guide me in this direction. I need you to help me here. And then when it feels like he didn't audibly come out of the sky and tell me what to do or give me that direction, or I read the word and I feel like I got nothing out of it, and I feel just even more lost, well, then the expectation comes to nothing. And what is left is bitterness, disappointment, anger, and frustration. But the hopes of the godly result in happiness. So it kind of reframed my mind of where I need to go. I need to stop expectations and have hope. Because let me lay it out like this. When we have hope, where does our hope come from? My hope comes from God, from Jesus Christ. You know, that's where our hope comes from. That's where all hope is held. In times of struggle, we have a hope in Christ. And when the world seems to be like it's failing, we have hope in God's plan. And so the origins of hope, I believe, are in Jesus Christ, are in God. And so when we have those hopes that God is going to take care of it, Jesus will show up in his way, in his time, it actually takes the burden. I think that gives light to my burden is easy. Take my yoke because it's easy. It's because I stopped putting the expectation that I have to carry this load, and now I have hope that Jesus is carrying this load for me. At least that's how I'm putting it in my head, in my unbiblical scholared head. And so, hope. If I were to say this, would you think it makes a difference in my heart posture? Let's put it in the frames of my children. I expect my children to do well in school. I hope my children will do well in school. What's the difference? I mean, just in saying that, when I say expect my children to do well in school, all of a sudden, there's a weight, there's a burden to that on my children. You know, I think, yes, I think it's something we need to practice because it's, you know, we should, there, I always go back and forth. There should be some expectations. Like, I can't just let, hope my kids do something and then don't do anything and expect them to just somehow do it. But it's just the way we approach our children. And so if I say, I hope my children will do well in school, you know, I'm putting the future and the trust in Jesus that he is going to help them and guide them along this path. And then I get to come alongside and help them and guide them in the path as well. But when I put the expectation of I expect my kids to do well in school, it's like I'm taking that all on myself now. I'm taking that weight of responsibility and burden to hold my kids to this expectation. And, you know, that can be pretty detrimental if not done without hope. You know, I think that's where sometimes we can be missing is we need that hope in our wants for our children. And we need our hope in the expectations because the hope brings Jesus into the picture. The hope lets Jesus carry the burden and the weight is released. Because I'll tell you, as a homeschooling dad, there is a heaviness I feel homeschooling my children. Because I do about 70% of the homeschool. And it's kind of changed now because our homeschool evolved. So when I say have 70% now, it's not like I'm 70% doing the work because we have things, we've changed different things. My son does online school. So it's mainly kind of monitoring him. And I do my daughter still wants to do workbook stuff. So we're doing that together. My wife does the math. But for a long time, I was carrying a huge expectation over them. And what was happening was it was just, I was getting frustrated. I was getting overwhelmed because it just feel like their whole academic future and where they're going to do in the future is on me. I have to get my kids to this certain level so they can do well for themselves and their family. I don't want them to struggle, but because I'm going at them in this expectation, it puts all this weight and this expectation on them. And the one who's constantly upset is me. Whereas when I bring Christ into the picture and I say, I hope that they will do well and find their path in their life and that we can do school and we can just, and I hope they understand things. I hope it gets better for them. I hope they grow and learn. And the whole reason we do homeschool is that they be who they are and they have a foundation of Christ. And so if I go in with hope that, you know, Christ will be the center of our homeschool and he's going to use our kids, he's going to do what he does and they're going to, and that they will be fine. You know, all of a sudden there's just less of a burden. And so it's really helped me to just practice my faith, practice my trust in God, and letting go of expectation. You know, even with the Heartworking Dad podcast and the course that I dropped, having expectations on it. I expect this course to do X amount of dollars and to reach people. I expect the podcast to have X amount of listens because I'm doing this and this and this. When if I just reframe and say, you know, I hope that God will use this. I hope God will use this platform to help other dads in their family who are struggling the way that I struggled, who maybe have wounds that they're trying to go through and trying to lead their family despite these wounds. I hope God will use these things. It puts a whole different spin. So I'm practicing my trust. I'm practicing my faith by having hope in him. So I hope that helps. If anyone else is in that same boat as I am, I hope that brings some hope, right? Because we all need some hope, because hope is dope. And you just don't want to be... No, I'm sorry. I almost went into flow mode. It would have been painful. It would have been horrible. I stopped it. I had to let it go. But maybe one day I'll start. I'll become Master G, my rapping name. You know, come out of retirement. But that day is not today. That's not today on Dad Thoughts. But that's what I got. Because that's where I'm at. So hopefully you enjoyed this episode or you found it beneficial. If you did, would you leave a rating and review and help this podcast? Much appreciated. And if you want to connect, I would like to invite you to my brother from another mother, Matt Knoll. I was going to do it again, but I couldn't find the rhyme. Anyways, he has a podcast, Standing on the Front Line for Christian Men. And you can email him because he has, I'm sorry, the podcast is the Frontline Podcast for Christian Men. I always mix that up. You can email him at standingonthefrontline@gmail.com. He hosts a prayer group every Friday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am there almost every Friday. It's been super amazing, super great. I mean, I come in there and it's just great to see these men coming in there from all over, praying for each other's needs. And his hope is that screen would be full of men from around the world. And that's my hope too. I want to see that screen full of men from all over, praying for each other for whatever you're going through. So if you're going through some stuff and you would like some prayer, I encourage you to hop on to that prayer call because it is amazing. It's awesome. So with that, I think that's it. Oh, also, hey, I have a course. I know I kind of talked about it. If you're listening to this and maybe you haven't heard about it, I have a course for Christian dads who feel like they're struggling in parenting and in marriage, leading their families well. I believe that sometimes as Christian dads, we can struggle. There can be a lot of overwhelm with just the weight and responsibility that we have to lead our family. And because I was in that space, I was struggling to overcome some wounds I had as a child. And now here I am as an adult having kids and a wife, and I'm trying to lead my family, and I've got these things in my heart. I'm struggling. How do I do this, God? How do I lead my family well when I'm struggling to lead myself? So out of that pain, this course has been birthed, had really great reviews. You can check out the course info and the reviews at theheartworkingdad@gmail.com. So if you want more information, there it is. And with that, I'll catch you on the next episode.